One of the things that's so different between now and the pandemic in 1918 is the ability to identify the culprit and guard against it. The Spanish flu was not detected under a microscope till 1933, and because the flu spread so rapidly after its first unwelcome appearance, there was little time to prepare. This time around, health officials are playing offense, not defense.
We have no waiting. Hi, Julie. Do you mind signing in, please?
Months before the expected resurgence of H1N1, business, school, and key health officials like Dr. Seth Boldy met in Wausau to figure out how to best fend off the pandemic flu.
I'm going to recap a little bit about what we know, what we know we don't know, and what we don't know, we don't know. You can remind us of all of the things that you've been worrying about that we may not yet have taken into consideration in our planning effort.
Unlike in the spring, during the first wave of H1N1, schools will be less likely to close. In 1918, schools were just one of many places that shut down. Steve Berg is a Pennsylvania professor who researched the Spanish flu while working at the Wisconsin Historical Society in the 1990s.
The state, for the most part, just about every form of public gathering, aside from factories or industry, came to a halt.
This time around, isolation to prevent contamination is occurring on a much smaller scale. People are being urged to stay home if sick, and universities have set aside special sick rooms for those living in the dormitories. But so far, H1N1 does not seem to be as fearsome as the Spanish flu. Seth Boldy is Wisconsin's public health officer. He explains why.
A virus that kills between 2 to 3% of those that it infects is a much different animal than the 2009 H1N1 virus. There is some evidence that the 1918 virus may have actually lodged in and started its infectious process much deeper in the respiratory system than the viruses we're seeing today.
The Spanish flu killed more than 8,000 people in Wisconsin. Genevieve Sanfilippo was 6 years old when the deadly flu swept through Milwaukee. Medical facilities were overwhelmed, and by the time many had made it to the hospital, it was too late.
When somebody said so-and-so is going to the hospital, we thought, oh, sure, that means she's dead, she's dying. They never came back alive. And the hospitals were very, almost primitive.
Now, of course, medical facilities are better, but health officials are hoping it doesn't come to that. They're hoping to head off H1N1 so there isn't a mass influx of hospital patients. And this time around, they have a leg up. A vaccine's expected to be ready by October. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.